But your donation, though, was just in general.
Tom.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, March 20th. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township website, bulletin board, and as a courtesy on the Township website, official action will be taken at this meeting. Please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for first responders, members of the military, and frontline workers.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Mr. Abakowski?
Here.
Mr. Lozick?
Present.
Caller?
Here.
Mr. Wunder? Mr. McKee?
Here.
First up is a presentation of the minutes of March 6th, regular session meeting minutes. Any committee discussion, amendments, motion to approve?
Motion to approve minutes as presented.
Of March 6th,
March 6th.
Regular session.
Yeah, second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is the 3/14/24 budget work session meeting minutes. Any questions or comments or motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have we need a motion to open a public comment for agenda items only.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Just muting my phone. I'm trying to get that. Okay. Okay. Any public comment? Agenda items only?
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I see, and I don't know what it is that you have on the agenda for the newsletter. I know that in our budget, the historians requested a per diem, and then we're only use it for 10 hours a month. You can use that person for the other. That's my suggestion.
Thank you.
And I knew you wouldn't tell me what it was.
Any other public comment, agenda items only? Seeing none, can I have a motion to close public comment, agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is an ordinance for introduction. It's an ordinance amending the code of Lebanon Township by repealing Article 23330-49A to 330-49M entitled Stormwater Management and adopting a new stormwater management ordinance designated as Article 23330-49A to 330-49M, entitled Stormwater Management Ordinance. Before we get into it, can I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we have Bryce from Finelli Engineering, or UT, what is it now? Yeah, okay. Bryce is our engineer, so we're going to have him discuss this ordinance somewhat, what it's about and why we have to do this. So you can just go right up there.
Good evening. For those who don't know me, my name is Bryce Good. As you mentioned, I'm with Finelli Consulting Engineers. We've drafted this ordinance for adoption. This is a replacement of an ordinance that was introduced last year that the county had rejected. This is an ordinance that's required by the DEP to be adopted by all municipalities throughout the state. So this takes care of the comments that the county has. We will be submitting, or Carolyn will be submitting this to the county for their review and approval. Once again, because they have to approve all these kind of ordinances. Mm-hmm. How we put this together was a template that was done by the DEP. so it follows what they're requiring and requesting that each municipality have in their ordinances. Mm-hmm. So that's generally what this has in it. I can go into detail if you want to, but...
Yeah, I just had a couple of questions. Sure. That maintenance and repair, how we added that language in, by reading everything, I was having a hard time understanding what a facility is that they're talking about. Do you know? Can you explain that?
Sure. So a stormwater facility, a lot of times you hear the word BMP or best management practice. Mm-hmm. So anytime that there is a need for stormwater management, you have to put some sort of facility in. Most people see them as a basin or a pond. There are underground facilities that are used. Basically, the term facility covers anything that's used to mitigate stormwater issues. Mm-hmm. Individual homes use dry wells a lot of times to mitigate a need for stormwater management. If you add impervious surfaces, you have to mitigate and, you know, those kind of things. So it can be all kinds of different structures, surface, underground. The word facility, best management practice, BMP are all kind of used interchangeably.
Okay. Yeah, I was surprised it had that language in there originally about just, you know, that the town could even take responsibility, because it seems like it could be a homeowner, it could be a commercial business, it could be all kinds of things. So there are towns that actually would take on the responsibility?
So, yeah, there's options there as far as taking on responsibility. So if a new development comes into play, whatever it might be, sometimes towns will actually accept roads, they'll accept the stormwater BMPs, they'll accept the recreational mm-hmm. facilities, whatever it may be. In this mm-hmm. case, we're talking about stormwater management. There are cases where the towns will take those over, take the responsibility of the operation and maintenance to relieve the homeowners, the landowners, the developer. A lot of towns, a lot of areas, a lot of people don't want HOAs, homeowners mm-hmm. associations. Mm-hmm. Typically will take care of those kind of things. Sometimes landowners get a little nervous about having to take care mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. How it's deeded. So there's a lot of the different ways of handling it. So mm-hmm. a development could be the whole development has a mutual interest in it. It could be a single individual homeowner that's handling, or the business, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Like I said, sometimes the town wants to take that over. In most cases, in our experience, towns don't want to have that responsibility added on to them. If a development's going in, it's the responsibility of that development to maintain that.
Right. Because I could just imagine the cost piling up on that one.
So the DEP does allow for either way to be done. So
this has to be introduced by, what is it, May 30th? Is it July? I mean, adopted.
It has to be adopted. I believe it's May. So we have some time yet. Now, this is the first reading. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you need to do a second reading. We need to get the county mm-hmm. to review it and comment. Like I said, we used a template from the DEP, so mm-hmm. they should have no comments.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
So if they do, we'll address those comments. But I think, yeah, you know, we have the time necessary in order to make the second reading and adopt this ordinance.
Okay. What do we have left over on this, on this whole stormwater thing? Do we have a couple of more?
We do.
We do, yes.
Yeah. How many?
I don't know.
And they all have to be adopted by?
Yeah, May 4th.
May 4th. Hmm? That's coming up.
Good time.
Okay.
not all of them need to get referred.
Okay.
Actually, I think the ones that most of them don't need to get referred. There are just a couple, and I think that this being one, there may be one or two others but most of them don't get referred.
Referred to the planning board.
Planning board, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not the county planning board. I'm talking about our own planning board. Do they have? Because if they do, they have to be there by the 2nd of April if we need to get it adopted by May 4th. So
I know we adopted a few of them. I don't remember what we did, but
all right, I'm going to make a note on that.
Some of the ordinances that are required as part of the MS4, there's different varying time frames on those, so we'll work with you on that.
But yeah,
they're not all necessarily in May.
Not right.
That's
stormwater
what I need
was definitely.
No, I need to know where we are, what's left over, where it, when they're due. If they're not all due at the same time, so we'll make a note on that one.
This is the one that's probably the most pressing that needs to be done most definitely by May.
Right. So. Yeah, this is the biggie. What about that? I know Carolyn and I had a side discussion about the SPPP, the stormwater pollution prevention plan that needs to go on the website eventually, is it? We have to have it on our website?
That's correct. That's one of the items that's in the, when I say MS4 last year, there's, you know, all municipalities were converted to Tier A. And even those that were Tier A before had additional requirements that they had to do. So there's a whole, I'll call it a matrix, basically 10 or 11 pages worth of items that need to be done over the next 6 months to 5 years.
Yeah.
There's a whole litany of things that need to be done. One of those is the SP3, SPPP. We are currently working on that. We provided a draft to Warren Gabriel, the DPW director. He's looked at that. We've communicated with him. We're creating the maps for the street sweeping requirements. We're looking at, you talked about the BMPs, the facilities, the private facilities. There are those that exist in the town today. We have to list those. Right. We have to contact those responsible parties, make sure they understand the new requirements. So that's what we're at right now. We're working on getting that list put together. So the SPP is being worked on, and between Carolyn, Warren, and our office, we're going to have that pretty soon, I think. I think we're making pretty good progress on that. We just have to iron out a few details of, you know, certain things in that. But that's one of the requirements. To be honest, that is past due. Now, we've had communications with DEP and other towns that we work with. The DEP is taking a stance. Like I said, every municipality, was it 560, 570, whatever it is.
65.
In the state, they all have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're working towards the goal and making progress, they're not going to come jumping down, issuing fines and issuing orders and all those kind of things. They're, you know, they understand it's a large undertaking that has to happen.
Yeah.
The SPPP is important because once that is done and submitted to the DEP, that triggers the release of your second part of your funding that has been given to every town.
Right.
So you can't get that second portion of the funding until that's been done. So that's why that's our critical path item that we're working on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We need some kind of a chart or something that's showing which one of the leftover items has to go to the planning board and to the county planning board and the dates that it has to be adopted by, just so we could try to
Most of those items will not have to go to the town planning board or the county.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Just handled through
the ordinance adoption process.
Okay, yeah. That's good to hear.
Can you just summarize the difference going from where we were, a B to an A for the residents, so they understand what the hell we're talking about a little bit, just high level? Because it confuses the hell out of me, too.
So initially, towns were classified as Tier A and Tier B. Tier A were your larger towns. I'll go to the extreme. Newark. Okay. Nearby here, I'm trying to think in Hunterdon County, which ones might have been. Warren County, some of your neighbors.
Hackettstown.
Hackettstown would have been one. Independence Township in Warren County was one. But most of these smaller communities were in a Tier B. And what it meant was you have requirements that are less stringent for the Tier Bs. They didn't have to do things as often as far as monitoring things and maintaining facilities and documenting things and that sort of thing. Last year, the DEP decided that all towns are now Tier A. There is no more Tier B, so all towns now have, I mentioned this 10 or 11 page matrix. The matrix is, each page probably has 8 or 10 items on them that have to be done. Some of them are already in place. Some are brand new for the Tier Bs to the Tier As. So it is a, for me to give a general, that's kind of about as general as I can make it without getting into too many specifics. I mentioned street sweeping. That's in this SPP
more
plan.
Frequent street sweeping.
So there's definitely outlining of which streets have to be done every year and which ones have to be done every five, you know, in a 3 to 5 year cycle, but it's a more formal plan. From a stormwater plan, you have a map that has your outfalls of all the different stormwaters throughout the town. Outfalls is where the water discharges maybe to a upstream of a water body. The new requirements now say you must have all structures. So that means all your inlets, all your catch basins have to be on this map now, not just the outfalls, but now your pipes and your catch basins, and everything has to be on this map. So that's another undertaking that's going to be taking place here in the next couple months, working with Warren and his team and us going through collecting all that data throughout the entire town. Every one of those inlets and catch basins you see on the road, we have to document, and we have to have that on the map. Everything that we're talking about that relates to stormwater goes onto the website that you talked about, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. What about private roads?
Private roads are not part of it.
Yay. 70 of them? 75?
County roads are not part of it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. This is the county has their own MS4 permit. They're responsible for handling all of their MS4 activities. So any county road, the county will handle that, no matter what municipality they're in. So what we're focused on is the roads and the facilities owned and operated by the town.
Okay.
So it doesn't apply to a private resident that has a pond that runs into a stream?
No.
Okay.
The only time it applies to a private resident, or I say resident, could be a business or anything like that, if they have a privately owned stormwater facility that we're talking about. I try not to use the word pond because our local farmers all have ponds. Our local residents have ponds on their property that they like to swim in and fish. Those aren't stormwater basins. Those are just recreational facilities used for fire protection, used for livestock feeding, etc. Stormwater basins are and facilities are meant to control stormwater. So retain water, detain water, infiltrate, that sort of thing. So there are specific requirements to those. Stormwater facilities typically are dry most of the times of the year.
Like a retention basin?
Like a retention basin is a stormwater BMP facility. They could be privately owned. They are listed in the SPP because the DEP wants to know what these facilities are and who owns and operates them. So that's the only time the private aspect of this comes into play is if they're in that situation.
Well, it's like if you have a development, for example, off of one of these roads and they put one of those little grassy catch basins in there, it's not even cement, and it fills
General
up.
General Morgan Lane at the end of General Morgan.
Well, that's – that's what I was thinking.
So the definition of a stormwater facility is not restricted to concrete, metal, dirt, gravel, grass. They are all included. There's all kinds of different designs of what a stormwater basin might and might not be.
Okay.
Typically, the best way to tell it is if it's connected to some other stormwater facility, ditch, stream, swale, etc. For example, there's going to be an argument, discussion, whatever terms you want to put it, yet in behind this building. Is that a stormwater basin, or is that a structure that's filled with water for ice skating?
Yeah.
There is an outlet structure on that. It flows to a ditch, swale, slash stream. It is a stormwater facility. Sorry to say. A pond typically doesn't have an outlet structure. Outlet structures could be pipes, could be concrete structures, could be all kinds of different things. So there's a lot of nuance to it. That's why we're here to help you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Clear as mud.
So if a stormwater piping open basins alongside the road divert water to a creek, that creek diverts into a pond and meanders down the hill, would that pond then become part of a water structure if the road leads the water to it?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the new one.
From a, I don't want to complicate things too much here.
Okay.
We're talking about stormwater, talking about stormwater facilities. It would not be part of that stormwater facility, which could be a chain of items. You could have a development that has multiple facilities in it that drain to each other that are all meant to work in concert to control water. Your scenario is not that case. It just happens to be that there's a pond that, and I'll just throw out Farmer Jones or resident Smith has on their property. It just happened to have water coming into it, has water going out. That's not a stormwater facility.
All right,
stormwater facilities are specific purposes to them.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So with that, we have the public hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, April 17th, and we can discuss it in more detail at that time.
Thanks, Bryce.
Yep, no problem.
So let's see. Next up is a fun one, the ordinance for public hearing and adoption today. Can I have a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 04-2024, ordinance amending ordinance 03-2024, entitled an ordinance establishing officer and new employee positions within the Township of Lebanon and authorizing and setting the salary range for officers, employees of the Township of Lebanon for calendar year 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And basically what this does is it establishes ranges only. It's not setting salaries. That would be done by resolution after the budget's adopted. Is that how you want to handle that? So,
you have the money in place before you can spend it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yes. Only a quarter of it we can spend at this point. So basically the changes were to change the salary range on the chief financial officer to a minimum of $14,000 a year to a maximum of $56,000 a year. We created the new position of administrative assistant, which has a low range of $30,000 a year to $60,000 a year is the high side. And then the planning board clerk, board of adjustment secretary, is in the range of $20,000 to $60,000. Those were the amendments made to this ordinance. So any committee discussion? With that, no committee discussion, a public hearing, comments from the public? Hearing none. Can I get a motion to approve ordinance number 04-2024? Adopt. Okay, I'll have to close it myself since I opened it myself, I guess. Yeah. Do you want to close public comment? Go ahead. Make a motion to close.
Motion to close public comments.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 04-2024.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 59-2024. Which is resolution renewing 2023-2024 plenary retail consumption liquor license for Asdol Holdings LLC. I don't know if you want to talk about that one at all, or
that was a delay because it's a 1239 special ruling because they licensed that have the owner fill out the necessary paperwork with ABC, and they've been approved the special ruling for this year and license year.
So, can I get a motion to approve Resolution 59-2024, renewing 2023-24 plenary retail consumption license for Asdol Holdings, LLC?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. It's weird without Brian here. I can't get the cadences off. Okay. Next up is... now that we have the salary ordinance range updated... It is with my pleasure to announce Resolution Number 60-2024, Resolution authorizing the hiring and appointment of Maria Andrews as part-time Planning Board Clerk, Board of Adjustment Secretary, effective March 25th. So as you know, Gail Glassoff passed away December 27th. And it's been a gaping hole. We did fill it with some of the people at our planner's office, but... we've got Maria is she's actually a municipal clerk in West Amwell, and she's also their planning, their land use secretary. She's been a long term planning board clerk, board of adjustment secretary. When they combined their land use board, she had extra time, and I couldn't be happier because she really knows her stuff. So she's extremely experienced, and she's going to be working in a hybrid type of a position here. It's not like she's going to be sitting here every day. She's got a remote way to do the job, and then after 4 o'clock she can be here by appointment, so she's going to handle it capably because everything we've seen so far, she's on top of her game. So can I get a motion to approve Resolution 60-2024, authorizing the hiring and appointment of Maria Andrews as part-time Planning Board Clerk, Board of Adjustment Secretary, effective March 25th, 2024, for the salary, annual salary of $24,000.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then next, and it's with my pleasure again, to Resolution Number 61-2024, where a resolution authorizing the hiring and appointment of Nicole Roberts as administrative assistant effective March 25th. Her salary will be $55,000. She'll be in the office every single day. The wealth of transferable knowledge, budgets, HR, grants, community relations, fire department support, supervising experience, the list goes on in the private sector. So basically what we did was we had Gail's position was a full-time position. She did planning board and board of adjustment, and she also was in the office, so we always had somebody 5 days a week. So basically what we did get is 1.5 people now for only $12,000 more than what Gail was making. So it's really great for the township. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 61-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And welcome to both Nicole and Maria.
Hey.
Yeah, they're not here tonight, but.
We got very lucky on those two.
Oh, my God. What we went through.
Very lucky.
So, you know, it's hard, too, because everybody's looking for talent right now. That's the problem. You've got everybody competing, and you're in a government situation here where it doesn't work as fast as a corporation where you want to hire somebody and you can just get them in the door. So you're nursing it along between meetings, and then all of a sudden somebody else could come and say, hey, I'm going to offer them more. And then all that work is good. So we really, this team really pulled together on that one, which was great. Next up is unfinished business. I just wanted to give you a status update on the employee manual and the volunteer manual. And basically, it's been through the committee. I don't think there are any more comments coming. So at this point, it'll be between Abe and me and the attorney to just get it on the agenda at the next meeting and make sure that everything is covered. So it's been through multiple passes at this point, so we feel confident. I just didn't want to put it on tonight. I want to give everybody a last chance if you want to say anything about it. So at the last meeting, we had a new recreation committee member, John Stokes III, and we didn't know if he was filling an unexpired term, a full term. So we just want to acknowledge he's got a 5-year term ending 12/31/2028. Next up is municipal doors. Brian's not here, but I thought we had, I don't know, Carolyn, did he give you, he gave you an installer? That's where the holdup was?
Well.
Abe's back. Okay, yeah. So Abe, you're right. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, Brian was able to find an installer, and I spoke with him, and he is willing to install Anderson doors, even though he sells his own doors.
Mm-hmm.
But his doors are metal doors. It's nothing like we want.
Okay.
So I have been constantly texting and interacting with the rep from Anderson.
Oh, Anderson.
Well, Opdyke.
Okay. Opdyke, yeah.
And as of this morning, he still does not have the drawings for the doors. I know. But I don't know where else to go at this point for doors like this. And there's the issue of the old doors that we had put on order, whether we're going to be responsible for those doors. And I told them we're not responsible for those doors. So whatever issues he has to deal with, he has to deal with. We're not doing it. That's really it. We go from one side to the other. We have doors and no contractor. Now we have a contractor and no doors.
What happens if these doors get kicked in one day? Then we have to fix them. What do we do? I mean, this is crazy.
It is. It's crazy.
Plywood?
Somebody will donate a barn door.
Yeah. I mean, then we may have to put in the metal doors temporarily.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's 4 years. I'm not saying that about you, but it's like it just seems impossible. I mean, there are places that.
Not those kind.
At this point, I will start looking for other places.
Mm-hmm.
For these doors, but this is an Opdyke. This is Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And I don't think that he has much pull with Anderson.
Yeah.
Because this has been going on now for a month.
Yeah. Well, so, 4 years and a month.
Yeah, well,
I know.
I'm frustrated as well.
I know.
Knowing I got to come here and tell you this.
Yeah. Jeez.
Maybe you should just see if he can. I mean, no one who steals doors, but did he take a look and see if he can design something for you? The guy who can install.
Well, he gave me some pictures of the doors,
right.
But we really need a composite picture for even the guy who's going to install it. You know,
the person that you found who can install it, he said he doesn't install
metal doors.
He makes metal doors.
Right.
Metal doors.
I get that.
Yeah.
But
what
you,
was the issue? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did you ask him to see if he could have put a proposal to install those doors inside?
Oh, yeah. We have the proposal to install the metal doors or the other ones.
From this individual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So no value until we have the doors. I mean, I can tell you it's $12,000, approximately $12,000 for the install.
What was the cost of the doors?
$22,000, I believe.
We're getting close.
Yeah, these are not you know, everyday doors. You're not going to get these at Home Depot or Lowe's, nothing like that.
No, but he's install the person that you said who's going to install doesn't do Anderson type doors. Did he give you
he
a?
He does not sell Anderson
right.
doors.
Did he do
will
it?
Install them.
Okay. Did he give you a proposal of doors that he has immediate access to?
Yeah, metal doors.
Okay.
And why don't we want metal doors?
They're ugly.
Are they cheaper?
Yeah, they're a little cheaper. But that, I mean, they're really ugly. They're like you're going into the school and you're pushing these things, and there's no window.
These things are deep. Oh, there's no window.
No window.
Only the side lights, right?
Well, that's all we have now is side lights.
Yeah,
because we might not have a choice. I mean,
that's the door.
Yeah, that's what I had in my folder. So. What would you do in this case?
I wouldn't do them doors.
All right, so you're the one with gun. You're the one with.
I don't know. Just
very industrial.
The design of the home, it's got to have some kind of
character.
Yeah, something, yeah, you know, like such a panel. I mean, that thing looks like, you know. Just me, I would prefer to see something that has an architectural design like we have now, mm-hmm. than just a flush door with some kind of webbing in the glass. I'm just not into that, mm-hmm. for this building. When you look at the building, you have the typical look of a colonial, Williamsburg colonial, with a masonry chimney in the center, and to have a flush, you know, generic door like that, it just would drive me nuts.
So what happens if we
so
can't...
So I like Abe's door from Anderson, that he has,
they can't get.
That they won't make. It's been that way forever now, you know?
They'll make a standard door. We can buy a standard door.
Right.
Those are not standard, but what we'll have to do is put in a header
for the height
to block off the top, which is not a big deal. The contractor will do that. Because these are unusual doors from a height perspective. These were custom. And I'll go back over it again. 4 years ago, we ordered replacement doors, custom doors, the same size.
Exactly.
COVID hit, and Anderson stopped making custom doors. They haven't made any custom doors the whole time. So the only choice that we have is to make a standard door and fit it in there and make it look as nice as it can be.
Well, and it's standard, but it's handicapped accessible, too, right?
When
standard.
I mean,
I don't know why we just don't do that. I mean, would it take some modification, right? You'd have to do some modification. I mean, could we get a contractor if we have standard doors?
Of course, this contractor will put in the standard doors. The problem is not the standard doors. The problem is getting a architectural version of the door, which has all the lengths, widths, heights, mm-hmm. that a contractor might need. Otherwise, he doesn't know what he's installing.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have that for the standard door?
That's what I think. If it's a standard door...
No, that's... Believe me,
that's
just
this...
I'm frustrated.
I can imagine.
All right. I have to make a few phone calls, too. I'm going to have to do
some. Oh, please do.
No, I'm thinking there's got to be other industrial-type buildings in around. Maybe
they are.
Other
they're
municipalities, maybe.
They're all those that he showed.
They're all metal.
There's nobody has a nice door. Okay.
And if you notice those doors, the mechanism is on the outside of the door. And on Anderson, the mechanism's on the inside of the door, so you don't have that rod, ugly rod going on.
Yeah.
So it's a much nicer door.
Wow. Okay. Well, any other discussion on...
It used to be America.
Yes.
Any other discussion on doors? Maybe it'll come to me in my dream. I don't know.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Bryce, you know anybody, Bryce?
I thought if anybody would know, it'd be Mr. Construction here. That's kind of bad when you don't know.
It's just a very unique door, the size and everything like that.
Well, I do have a phone number of Anderson. He's a rep as well as a builder. He's done a lot of building for us.
Okay.
He's real good. I'll give you his number.
That'd be great. That's good.
Appreciate that. Direct connection with Anderson.
Oh, good.
He's over in Battenberg.
That's perfect. So yeah, after the meeting, just give it to Abe. That'd be great. Thank you. Next up is, Brian's not here. We were going to talk about the draft ordinance for the dead and dying trees, but it's complicated. I see that Califon tried to introduce one, and they said it was complex, too. So we're going to have to table it until Brian gets back. And Jay, the next one is yours, the status update on LTAA baseball field upgrade project. Anything?
Yes, he's shaking his head.
It was him.
We pushed to get that done. Mark worked out. By the way, we have the insurance rider that we were supposed to get for them. The gentleman that wanted to fund, I'll say, that LTAA upgrade of the ball field behind the municipal building here pulled his funding because he said it took too long, and we were requiring him to get a rider on his insurance because they want to operate heavy equipment in the park, and to do that, which if they came to your house, you wouldn't let them do it without an insurance rider. So when we told him that, he got upset and decided he didn't want to do it anymore. So that's the update on that. So what we think we're going to do, and need to talk more to the park committee, is they'll put it in there. They're putting together a five-year plan so we have funding moving forward for those things. That'll be one of the projects that'll be in there for to be determined by the committee as to when they want to do it.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? And next up is we were talking about the newsletter and a possible proposed in-house solution and implementation. And I don't know if Carolyn, if you want to talk at all about that. I haven't said anything to anybody here, so because it was kind of new.
Yeah. I made the suggestion that possibly we move the newsletter in-house, something that I could handle as we're taking out the third-party ad, so we're shrinking it down. Something to discuss further, Lori Hoffman did bring to my attention that there is printing services through the county that I was not aware of for mailings. So I did reach out to them to get pricing for that. We're thinking of more of a digital in-house available online PDF printed for here and for the library to save on shipping.
And postage.
Postage, printing. Mm-hmm. So basically a digital version in-house.
Right. So we'll just continue to investigate. All right. We'll just keep it rolling. Next up, we were going to form a subcommittee, grounds, or do you have the subcommittee for the grounds, buildings and grounds? And I know Brian's here, too. So,
anyways, Brian and I were going to, he's done a lot of work on this and put a lot of thought in it, so I really do want to put myself else out there, but Brian and I are going to meet within the next week and start reviewing some of the plans he has and going over, and we'll come back to the committee and update it, what our ideas are on building and grounds. So for tonight, we're not going to really move much further than that.
And then we get to new business, the fire EMS operations. There's a lot going on there. We need to form a subcommittee. So I'm going to recommend that you and I, Tom and I, form the subcommittee to work with the fire department on the operations and financial end of things. Can I get a motion to approve that subcommittee?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So we'll talk.
Okay.
Next up is townwide paper shredding event. It's Saturday, September 21st, 2024. And we just need an approval on that. That'll be at the, is that the DPW is going to do that? DPW?
Usually, last time I did it, they did it right in front of the building here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a flyer on that one.
You come, you dump your stuff in, the truck throws it in. You can watch it get shredded.
Yeah, that's probably why they do it in front of the building, so you know your stuff is getting shredded.
You stand there and it dumps it in, and you see there's a window that you can actually watch it get shredded. And then you actually make sure there's nothing stuck in the bin.
It'll be up here at the municipal
building. Yeah. So I need a motion to approve the townwide paper shredding event Saturday, September 21st, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is spring cleanup, April 6th, 2024, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DPW. So I need that doesn't require a motion, does it? That's not a motion one.
There's a long list of what will not be accepted. I'm curious what will be accepted.
He basically said any. I don't know. The last time, household goods, junk. Yeah, I have to take a look at the. I went through the list with him last year on this.
Because the county does an electronics one.
Yeah, and that's anything with a plug.
Right. We do it here too, right?
Yes. Yeah, electronics. Okay. And next up is, with regrets, we have the resignation of Darren McDowell on the Recreation Commission. He started in 2015 and was an integral part of every single program that we had. Always gave his time. He's still going to stay in the area. He just doesn't have the amount of time to devote between the Boy Scouts and this. But he said he will jump in if he's needed as an ad hoc person, which is great. So, again, a motion to accept with regrets.
So moved.
Oh, second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now, another one that we have, we might want to table this one because Brian was a big advocate of this, a policy discussion on status reports from department heads.
I'm not up to speed on
right,
this.
That's what I think he needs to be here for that, so we'll just table that one. And then we have the DPW request to advertise for summer help. He's got two openings. So...
This is covered from Clean Community Grants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. So it's no cost to taxpayers. Any discussion on that or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the request to seek summer help with a rate between $15 and $17.50, depending on their experience.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I have none that apply.
I do not have any that apply.
Of course.
You got them.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's see what I have. Is Brian, are his in here somewhere? Or?
Yeah, they're next one in front
of him. Oh, this is it. Okay. So let me do mine first here. I've got one for Jay Caldwell and Associates. That's our planner for $2,440. Re-examination report and ordinance reviews. I've got one for Jay Caldwell and Associates, temporary board secretary services. This is who filled in when Gail was no longer with us and helped us clear up a lot of backlog and escrow, $1,860. And then I have one for the law office of Mark Blount for general matters, professional services rendered October 6, 23 to 11-28, 23. $1,125. This one is less than $1,000. And then we go over to Brian's, and he's got one for performance tire for tires for the DPW, $1,213.44. And we have one for, this is for fire station 3, material and supplies, the total of $3,221.14. All these bills, repairs to Fire Station 3 Township Building, paid from ARC money, all capital for that building. Warren wrote that. So, and that's all I have for Brian.
One here for Universal Technical Resources for $2,343.75 for professional engineering services. I have also one here for Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, which is the LOSAP 2023 contribution. Resolution number 55-2024 memorialized this for an amount of $2,100. I have DNB Press, which was the postcards for the Environmental Open Space Commission that went out. $1,223.47. Artito and Company, our auditor, is second payment, 25%. Second payment of the annual audit, $7,916. And the last one I have is New Jersey Health Benefit for active benefits and retired benefits for the months of March 2024, $57,393.66.
Do you have the bill list there? Can I have the bill list? I didn't, my printer was on the blink. Okay, so the total bill list for the period ending March 20th, 2024 is $154,258.11. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
So moved.
Second.
Sorry, Tom.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, there's no correspondence, so a motion to open a public comment for anything anybody would like to talk about.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Mike Falconeri, Bunville Road. Can I approach the dais? Want to hand you guys something?
Oh, yeah, you can hand. Thank you. I was going to say.
I asked for permission. I was raised.
I'm not sure who I was going to. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. It's kind of like being in the Navy, permission to come aboard.
I was going to say, it depends on what you want to do once you get up here.
Oh, it's me. I'm harmless.
Thanks.
So, Mike Falconeri, Bunville Road, Memorial Park Committee person, and a friend of Memorial Park. They said never again volunteer yourself when I was in the Navy. I guess I don't listen very well.
Any branch of the military.
I am a volunteer. Have been since I was a kid. My parents ingrained into me that you help others from a young age. I'm very blessed to have such good parents who gave me this gift and taught me the value of hard work. In my fashion, I took it and blew it wide open. I take volunteering to the extremes, but that's just who I am. I've been to disaster sites across this great country and even right here at home. However, life doesn't always afford me that opportunity to go abroad. I have that pesky thing called a day job that gets in the way of living, you know. So anyway, I digress. You think a guy like me would be a firefighter, and in fact I have been in a past life, but I knew the nature of my work would never permit the demand obligation that being a firefighter or EMT rightly command and deserves. So that urge for me to volunteer manifested when I was invited to join the park committee and subsequently Friends of Memorial Park in 2017. It really was a perfect fit because we just got get together, clean up, and do maintenance. For the sake of this forum, I will leave out to what extent. But we honestly get up there and get stuff done. And the park and community are better for it. People know this town for many things, our park being one of the big ones. I'm up here tonight because I have some concerns with conversations around open space funding and vagueness in our ordinance and memorandum of understanding that I just handed to you all that have recently come to light. Honestly, this should have come to light for a while now, but I think the stage situation has stirred much of this up about what volunteers can and cannot do, as I started to allude to two meetings ago when I was up here.
Can I ask, does this exist or did you create it?
No, that existed since 2017, if you look on the back where it was signed.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yep. Though the park was founded on an idea and understanding that it should be maintained and preserved through volunteerism and fundraising, I'm also certainly aware of the societal changes that have uprooted so much in 26 years. While I hope Lebanon Township would continue to promote that idea of altruism, hard work, and grit from our able-bodied volunteers, I still can appreciate the need to juice some of the larger pipe projects that currently exist in our park land. However, they need to be properly voted on by the park committee and then presented, but I digress again, story for another day. This town has the benefit of having some able-bodied, hard-working, caring people who want to get out there, get hands dirty, back sore, and come back with family and friends and show for it, all as the centerpiece of this in which we pride ourselves. Sadly, I think without some amendments here and a relook at the ordinance, the purpose of Friends, and guidance by our township committee, I fear that the slippery slope of taxpayer dollars will become the new norm for funding of park maintenance and projects. This would fly in the face of the park's upkeep intent and how it was likely proposed to the township in the first place so many years ago in 1998. I'm not up here speaking directly about me and my beliefs and intent, but rather I represent a group of many who want to continue to maintain the park as we have been doing for quite so many years now. I know in these divisive times we all wonder how we can bring about unity, national pride, township pride. Set a group of well-intended people loose with their skills and work ethic to work as a team. Don't get in the way of it, and you'll see real unity and pride. It happens every time I go on an op across this nation, and we'll love to share stories with you all about it sometime if you'd be interested. You'll have a volunteer picnic in June where people can tell stories, show off their work, and talk about the time when they did this or that at the park. And I guarantee you more neighbors and townspeople will want to be a part of that. I get what time it is in the life of our nation and state, but with hope I encourage this body right here to promote volunteerism as best as you can and be the small government body who promotes the volunteerism that built the society that we all miss so much these days. We can do something about it. You can do something about it. Give us clarity, give us responsibility, and keep alive small government values by restraining taxpayer dollars and how they should be used sparingly and with discretion at our park and overall. Find more ways for folks to volunteer by hard work, and we will be leaders and not big government followers. I'm happy to help any way I can to do the hard work to get this figured out. Kindly let me know. With that, I have two questions for you. To the best of your knowledge, is the memorandum of understanding that I handed you all tonight valid and accurate? And if this is the first time you're seeing it, then...
I don't see it signed by a lawyer, so I'd rather have our attorney look at it before he, we would say something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's from...
I've never seen it before. I'm not going to comment on it.
Sure.
I guess...
From 2017.
Yeah, Gebhardt and Kiefer was here at that time.
No problem.
Well,
Roger that.
No comment.
All right. When you do get a chance to look at it, I certainly ask if you can take a good look at Section 2 of it and help to identify what the volunteers can do. And again, happy to help in any way I can. If there's no questions for me, I'll just take my seat.
Do you have recommendations?
I do.
Can we do that?
Sure. One of the things I would recommend that we do is I understand that the township ordinance doesn't really give any sort of clarity for – it's an advisory board, and me and some other folks have looked at other township ordinances in the surrounding area, and it seems that most of those are advisory boards. We're here to tell you what's needed. In this town, it's a little unique. There's one park, and there's one park committee for that park. There's not a whole bunch of open space that we manage or advise on, right? So the uniqueness of this town, though, also is that you have a 501c3 Friends of Memorial Park, to which it does allude to in that memorandum of understanding a little bit of what volunteers can do. My proposal is if working with Friends of Memorial Park, there is a dollar amount set in there. So if we reach that height, we basically know the scope of work in which we can work in. And we're not just up there pulling weeds or trimming shrubs. We can actually get back up there and do the work we've been doing previously, probably up until recently. But again, I'm not going to dive into those details here, because I don't think you all want to hear it.
No, I think this is something that we have to put on the agenda, though, if we're going to have a lengthy discussion.
For sure. I just wanted to make sure I acknowledged Abe.
Yep. Right.
And some other things, Abe, of course.
Yeah. So. We're not against volunteering at all. I surfaced some of this with the attorney after a couple meetings with you folks, hence the five-year plan and that. The issue becomes liability and all those kind of things, right? So, we need to kind of think through that with hopefully with your guidance and some other folks.
Well, I think there's also, because I don't really know him, but there's an underling about, especially the stage. That wasn't volunteerism. People were getting paid to do the work. The problem is that when that happens, it triggers a lot of statutes, a lot of because it's public property. The fact that when something's public property, that changes the dynamic.
100%. Right. And you know,
and so like when it was presented, this is volunteers. Well, and then you start peeling back the onion. Well, okay, well, this person's getting paid to do this. The source may not have been the municipality, but that doesn't change it, right? Because you're doing work on public property. And once you do work on public property, that triggers prevailing wage, bidding requirements, things like that, right? Regardless of the source of funds. It's like when towns get grant monies or somebody leaves the town money and say, hey, take care of this park. Okay, it's not taxpayer dollars, but the law still apply, right?
Sure.
So that was something that, you know, when you start looking at it, some people, while they were, quote, unquote, you know, doing the work and they were local, I get that. But I'm not going to sit here and let the township do things knowing that they're going to fall into a hole. Because they can't do it, right? That's my job. If I don't do it, then I'm being deficient.
Sure.
Same thing with respect to other stuff. Again, there's nothing about volunteers not being able to do work. It's one thing if it's a township, and it's a township event, and they sponsor it. But if it's, you know, if there's a group, like anything, if there's a group out there who wants to do work, fine. But it's a group, and they're formed. Let's make sure that if they're going to do it, that's good. But let's make sure the township's protected. Because I'm telling you, their GIF, their insurance company, is going to say, hey, do they have insurance? Get a copy of the certificate of insurance, be named additional insured. Have a hold harmless agreement. I've been doing this for 30-plus years. I know the routine, right? So I get it. And of course, if it doesn't happen and somebody does get sued, meaning the township, I can assure you then your insurance company is going to say, well, hey, you didn't do this stuff, so now you're potentially liable, right? So, I mean, it's not there are a lot of different issues to look at, and the only thing I can say is I think previously those types of issues, I'm not going to say may have been overlooked, they were overlooked, which isn't a good thing for the township. So I just want to put that caveat out there. It has nothing to do with volunteerism. Volunteers are fine, but, you know, just how it's done, who does it.
Sure.
And then make sure that there's not a tail wagging the dog situation, right?
Sure. If I may, real quick, I had no part of the stage. I really knew very little about it. I just knew that kind of stirred up a bee's nest a little bit, right? And just to comment on the second part of your remarks there, I wouldn't expect us to dive into anything at breakneck speed. Things need to be seen deliberately, slowly. Again, as I alluded to in here, I know what time it is in this nation. I think we all do. But we shouldn't forget who we are either. So let's try to work within the parameters of the law.
Always do.
Right.
That's exactly what I do.
Exactly. So I'm not expecting something like this, because nothing like this gets done anymore. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And just, Mike, for a little bit of context, he actually had the thing for the LTA done tonight.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know that they backed out.
Yeah.
Because they need to get another ride.
What a shame.
It's a shame,
because
that could have moved forward immediately.
Yep, it's a shame.
So we're trying.
Yep. No, and listen, I don't envy you guys, right? But I'm a towns person. I'm a town citizen. I'm a taxpayer. If I got something to say, I'm going to say
Absolutely. I feel the same way. I the whole thing with even hiring contractors from town that are township residents rather than having to go outside, but some of those contractors don't have prevailing wage certifications. You can't use them.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure you got a lot of talent in this town that could build some doors right there.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Touché.
I took up enough of you guys' time. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Public comment?
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. Just to prove Mike's point, look at the doors. They haven't gotten done. My point is, these doors have been going over longer than 5 years. You want good wooden doors, What's wrong with a metal door? They don't swell, they don't shrink, and they're very secure. And go to a standard door. They make nice standard doors. You can get them to look good. I don't want to upset you, but this is a commercial building. So from what it's looking like now, it's what we call OPM. Other people's money's being spent. That's all. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Yeah.
Hi. My name's Russ Taylor. I live over in Glen Gardner, and our town clerk suggested that I come here and speak with you folks about it. Had a real problem. I've lived there for 25 years. Had a real problem with cars and speeds. Literally doing 70 miles an hour up and down that road.
Which road?
On Sanatorium. A lot of them are workers. Starts at 5 in the morning. 5:30 in the morning, there's cars that go by, and they're at least doing 70 miles an hour. Without clocking them, I mean, I could tell. I've approached the mayor about it. Supposedly, he spoke with you about it, spoke to the town. We don't have a police department. They've spoke with the state police. State police are not doing anything. But it's ongoing, and it's dangerous because there's no place to walk. Our community is changing. A lot of houses are being remodeled. A lot of children are moving in there. There's no sidewalks. It's a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I'm getting in arguments with people driving up and down the road. So are some of the neighbors. Something's got to be done. They won't put speed bumps in, which I think is the solution. But they won't do that. It's a straightaway. It's dangerous. There's curves there. A lot of the houses step right out into the road from coming down steps. You can't see down the road until you're in the road. I guess I'm here because I'm asking that something be done. You have a police department, and I know the mayor was willing to let you folks, patrol down there. It's something, even if you're before our town line, something can be done because these cars are flying up and down that road. I purposely did something to see whether or not I could actually get to any higher speeds. Within two blocks, I was able to get up to 60 mile an hour in a four-wheel drive F-250. These cars are doing well over 70 mile an hour.
Where do they go?
They're going to the drug program, to the vet haven. Some of the people are cutting through, going to wherever they're going. I believe most of it's up.
All right, we have to.
No. Let's. Public can be. You can't have the public yell now.
That's what I'm going to say. We got to keep it up here. We're not going to be talking. Just talk this way.
I believe most of the cars are Lebanon folks, whether they're residents or workers. I know that the businesses that are there are Lebanon tax base.
That's what's on the other side of town.
That's kind of why I'm approaching it here, because we've tried to come here. The mayor did before, our mayor.
He came here?
He's supposed to. Well, he's here.
Yeah, we have. This is the first I'm hearing all of this. That's. Yeah.
Well, then he lied to me. Okay, then he's a mayor.
You won't get that from me. I'm not going to lie.
I've been approaching him for quite a while. I've been dealing with this for a couple of years.
You've been talking to him for a couple of years about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trying to deal with it through him.
Yeah.
I mean, he put up an electric sign, a speed sign. Didn't do anything except for people testing their cars.
I've heard none of this.
Well, when we were on the call with Colonel Callahan and the governor's chief of staff about something else that was going up at Hagedorn with the migrants potentially, Matias did bring it up with Colonel Callahan and the state police. We had Colonel Callahan on about the speeders on Sanatorium Road.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he did bring that up just in his – I was there and I heard it from him.
And that was part of that
discussion was the speed on Sanatorium Road.
That was after he supposedly had spoken with. I don't know if you were mayor at the time.
This has been a couple of weeks.
He possibly could have spoken with a predecessor on it.
Yeah.
I mean, the only conversation I remember is about possibly changing the name of that road at one time.
Right, and that was it. They did because they wanted to do because the people, their kids didn't like the fact that dad was staying at Sanatorium.
Yeah.
But
It's a real problem, and it's dangerous. There's a lot of vets. I've seen vets in a wheelchair coming up and down that hill, literally. It's dangerous. There's a lot of it. Summertime's coming, a lot of people like to jog on that road and like to walk on the road. It's a community. It's a 25-mile-an-hour zone. Like I said, we've been there for 25 years, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Before, it was when the hospital was changing staff, there were shift changes. Now it's up and down with trucks because they're feeding the prisoners. They make the food there and they're feeding the prisoners. So they got these trucks flying up and down the road constantly. I personally would like to see speed bumps. Not that I want a speed bump, but I think it would slow people down.
Yeah, it could. I don't know how that would. Speed bumps and first responders and all that. I think there's probably more to it than just that they don't want to put them in.
Usually, fire.
Because, I live on a road like that, too. It's a cut through. And when there's an accident on 31, plowing. For example, you can't have.
Plus plowing, if you have to plow, it's a problem.
There's certain roads they don't want to do. So I don't know.
But,
I'm just saying it could be.
The point is that, and this is why I'm here, that we need to do something, and I'm asking our community and your community to pull together. Mm-hmm. You have a police department. I've dealt with cops in Clinton where nobody speeds on the road by the library because there's cops there all the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody will do more than 25 mile an hour. Nobody, mm-hmm. whether there's a cop there or not, because they know that they sit there. Mm-hmm. These people know there's no police. They can do whatever the hell they want. And they're literally doing whatever they want. They're really flying up and down that road. Mm-hmm. There were some suggestions about putting a thing there to track it and to see what people are doing. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You sit there and see them. Even the workers have had to dodge these cars. I watched a car almost have to skid because there was a school bus stopping right across from our house dropping off three kids. Mm-hmm. And they didn't realize the bus was going to be there because it was new. The neighbor just moved in with kids. It's crazy. It's dangerous. And there's a lot of times there's people, like I said, there's vets. I see vets all the time walking up and down them roads. There's a lot of people. There's joggers. It's a community. It's a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I don't know what we can do, but I'm asking that if it can be done. I know supposedly the mayor will work with you with the police department. I don't know whether it can be done because it's a separate municipality.
I was going to say, because I don't know where the state police line ends on that. I don't know who's – there's a –
Well, from what I understood when we first moved there, all three were supposed to patrol that.
Right.
Because we're like out in a no man's land.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it, and I'll talk to Jason, our chief of police, and see. And I'll also call Matias.
Right. If you would, please. He's supposedly, Mm-hmm. You tell him who I am, Russ Taylor.
I wrote it down.
I've been rattling this for a while.
Yeah.
But, anything would help. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you look down by the blinking light, you'll see skid marks. Mm-hmm. There's tons of skid marks from cars that are slowing to stopping right at that blinking light because they came down the hill. Somewhere.
Coming onto 31. Yeah, then they must be blowing right through the sign there, too.
They're blinking light at Main Street.
Right.
Down, not all the way 31.
Oh, I was going to say, okay. Yeah.
Before 31.
Yeah.
Right underneath the bridge, but it's just, because it's at the bottom of the hill.
All right. Well, let me look into it. That's because I have to talk to Matias, and then I have to talk to Jason and our chief and find out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I hope we can work something out.
Yeah. Let's see what we can try to do.
Yeah. Let me get it now when I can.
Yeah. Any other public comment?
What's the name
for anything?
God help.
Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment? Oh, we've got one. Jane.
It's Jane Kent, Red Mill Road. I just wanted not to beat a dead horse, but just to say something about the volunteers. I joined the park committee also because I wanted to give back and do things and see some things happen. And since I've been on that committee, it just seems like there's so much confusion as to what we can do, how we can go about it. And I've seen something about the volunteer manual. Is that going to be something that's going to sort of lay out what exactly we can do? Or is there work that we can do without, going over a threshold that we can just do and get things done that need to be done at the park? Mm-hmm. It's just, I know we need to be protected now for all the things in the past, all the lawsuits that's going on, but you know, that's basically, that was all outside issues. The volunteers have never been a problem. They've always, you know, this town was, you know, pretty much built on volunteers. And to just to think that there's, like, no way around doing any projects is frustrating. So if there's somehow some way that we can get more clarity, as, you know, to be able to just go and get stuff done, that would be very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Sue Donovan of, my mailing address is Glen Garner, New Jersey, but I don't live in Glen Garner. Off of Slyker Road on a private road, which we don't get help. But anyway, it's not just the park that's having a problem. It's all of the committee. It's the historians. It's the museum. You know, and probably the recreation. But it's not just theirs that's having problems of what we can do and not do. This is what we all have to work together with. You know, we just can't, you know, we're volunteering our time. We are not the suing time people, it's the other people. And of course, that 1% ruins us. But that you gotta overlook some of this stuff. You know, we're not gonna build a big cement building or something like that. We're just doing, like, the groundwork or, you know, trying to have people come into the museum. And, you know, we just have to, you have to try to figure out something between you guys and be communicating with us what we can do and not do. Not just for my committee, which is historian, and helping at the volunteer for the museum, but for all the other, especially the recreations stuff too, for our kids and my grandkids. I forgot there was something else, and I can't think what it was that I wanted to talk about. Oh, well, I'll have to save that for another time. I can't remember now because I got on, you know.
Plenty of
time. I got
time.
Sidetracked. It.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
And we'll have roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we're going to be going into executive session, resolution 62-2023, to discuss personnel issues, collective bargaining, contract negotiations, and
more.
2024.
I read it right off. It's 2024.
Madam Mayor, I need to add resolution. I need to add an executive session matter for attorney-client privilege.
You didn't let me get to what I was going to
do. I'll beat you to it.
And I'm adding attorney-client privilege.
So we're adding that?
Yeah. He came up to, oh, you're going to love this.
Is that
that's
a broad
it.
Range?
Attorney-client privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Say again?
Attorney-client privilege.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.